Okay? So I wanted to see, you know, is this really true that the grapes are $3.54 and I'm obese because I have to buy the chips, I have to buy the junk because it's all I can afford? Okay, so first of all, I grabbed some junk food was the first thing I did, okay? So the thing that they kept bringing up was the bag of chips. It's just so cheap to get a bag of chips. So I grabbed a bag of chips here. Now this bag of chips is 9.5 ounces. Okay, so this is not a pound, right? This is a little over a half a pound. You're gonna be my junk food man. Okay, so here's how much I paid for that. What did I do with my receipt? Oh, here we go. All right, so here's how much I paid for that bag of chips. Let me find it on the receipt here. $4.29 for a little more than a half a pound. And yeah, there are other bags of chips for $3, but it was all around $3, $3.50, $4 for a bag this size. This is family size, all right? It's barely a half a pound, okay? So I got that. Then I grabbed this right here, some Little Debbie Swiss rolls. This was $2 for 13 ounces of food right here. Then I got some root beer. Okay, this right here cost $1. Okay, so I got that for $1. And then I got some apple juice, which isn't junk food, but guess what? The Bible calls this wine. This is what rich people drink. This is a rich people beverage. You understand? People used to have to squeeze this out of fruit by hand or by their feet, and this is an expensive, rich person drink. Okay, so this is $2. But see, what they want to whine about is like, well, this is only $1 and this is $2, so of course we're going to buy this. Hey, drink water. Yeah. You can live and die and never touch either of these beverages and live a happy, productive, godly, healthy life without either of those two things. Okay, so this stuff isn't that cheap. Okay, so then I bought some of the healthy food, right? Okay, this is the stuff that poor people can't afford, according to this movie. So poor people, they can't afford stuff like this, like carrots. This is 5 pounds of carrots, okay? They can't afford this stuff. How much was this 5-pound bag of carrots? $2.29. Okay, so this stuff right here is like 40-some cents a pound. This is like $8 a pound. $8 a pound, 40 cents a pound, okay, for these carrots right here. Okay, you hold that, okay? And you say, well, you know, I want some fruit also. Show me where the grapes and strawberries are at. No. How about this bag of apples? This bag of apples, 3-pound bag, $3.49. This is $1.13 a pound. Okay, so basically, what it comes down to is that basically I can drink two of these that'll be over in a couple sips. Or I can eat this entire bag of apples, same price. Okay? And then we got some other fruits for you. We got some oranges or tangelos or whatever they are. And this was 99 cents for both of these. 50 cents each for those, okay? Then I got these, a couple of things of corn here. This is 2 for $1. So these are 50 cents each for that corn right there. Okay, you say, well, come on. I mean, that's not really going to feed us, though. That's not going to fill us up. We need Burger King and McDonald's. Okay, well, let me get you some stuff that's going to fill you up. Okay, let me find you something to fill you up here. Okay, how about this? Here's a pound of beans. A pound of beans. And then, you know, that's a pound uncooked. Once you put the water into it, it's going to weigh way more than that. A pound of pinto beans, right? 69 cents. 1 pound. A pound of rice. 59 cents. Okay? And you say, well, that's boring. Okay, well, why don't you put some tomatoes in it? Okay, here, you hold these. You're getting a little bogged down there. Actually, let's have you be kind of the fruit guy, and you here. What? Don't let that spill though. You're gonna do the more hearty stuff over here. Okay. He's got the carrots. He got the snacks, the fruit. All right. You good? All right. You say, well, hey, we need to spice that up a little bit. Okay, how about a red onion? This is packed with nutrition. Yep. This is real food. Okay, this red onion was 20 cents. So we can add a little spice, a little nutrition for 20 cents to that meal. How about these avocados? Ooh, that's a rich man food right there. $1 for four. A dollar. You're like, I'm going to Food City after service. Okay, you want to talk about a good deal. Cabbage. This stuff is packed with nutrition. You can live off this stuff. I mean, this stuff is filled with vitamins. The communists have proved that for years, that you can live off this in their concentration camps. $2.50, and I mean, this thing feels like a bowling ball. Here, catch this. Is that pretty heavy? I mean, look, this thing's like a bowling ball. Yes! It's going. Nice assist. All right, you're doing the meal over here? Okay. Oh, I forgot this for Mr. Junk Food. Little hugs. Okay, now in this documentary, they're showing this child eating chips and a little hug. Like, this is all I could afford. I'm so poor, and that's why I'm fat, because I'm eating chips and a little hug. Listen, this has zero nutrition. Zero. Zilch. This is doing nothing for you. This is only harming you. There's nothing good in this bottle. This is just pure garbage. Just paint and fake sweetener and whatever, okay? Four for a dollar, 25 cents each. Except it's money down the toilet because you drink water. So basically, for the price of these four stupid, worthless little hugs, you can get like a pound of rice and a pound of beans practically. And eat for days. Okay, so all in all, let me just summarize for you. And they show this little brat, like, with chips and a little hug in its hand, screaming and crying, saying, I want a donut, I want a donut. And the mom's like, sorry, you can't have a donut. And they're like, hunger in America. I'm not kidding. Am I telling the truth, Zuza? My wife watched it with me. If I'm lying, I'm dying. That's what happened. Okay, so look at Mr. Junk Food. Look at his abundance right here. I mean, this guy's living large, okay? Okay, right here, you know how much he spent on that total? This is like $11 at Food City. $11. This right here, come stand over here. This right here, in case the people at home didn't see all your junk, I don't know how much the camera shows. But anyway, they need to be in church, amen? This right here was $13 for all this. This is $11. Okay, think about it. Is this even going to get you through one day? No. That won't even get me through one day. I mean, that's not enough food to get me even through one day. Oh, I don't know how we can't make ends meet. Okay, is this going to get you through a day?
Yeah.
Okay, a pound of rice, pound of beans. We got four avocados, three tomatoes. Spice it up with a red onion. Bring home salt and pepper packets from Burger King or whatever for free. You got a giant bowling ball of cabbage, two things of corn, 5 pounds of carrots, two oranges and a bag of apples, right? So can't you see why people are buying the cheap stuff? They can't afford this stuff, friend. It's the government needs to fix it. I mean, is it? Oh, but what about you didn't buy any grapes? You can live and die without ever eating a grape in your entire life.
Right.
Here, let's throw all this stuff in here before it. Here, let's just throw it all in there. Thank you, guys. You could live and die without. Whoops! You got a red onion on your head. So what it actually comes down to is just people's foolish, lazy, slothful, lustful choices.
That's right.
That they want to have a party in their mouth. Well, listen, I want to have a party in my mouth too, but I'm going to go work 6 days so that on the seventh day, I can have a party in my mouth because I earned it. And I can go buy my ice cream or chocolate peanut butter cups or whatever I want because I worked. But you know what? Even my family, when we go through times where we're a little lean financially, you know what my wife will do? She'll start having meals without meat. We'll do like 3 days a week or 4 days a week of meatless sometimes just to save a little extra money. Here's a meal that we'll do. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. Real expensive meal, huh? Or how about this? A burrito with tortillas, with rice, beans, corn, and tomato in them. It tastes great. It's very satisfying. It fills you up. You say, well, don't you like eating meat? I love eating meat. But you got to earn the right to be eating meat and staying up past 8 and doing stuff like that. By working, you work and you earn that money, friend. $3, $3.50, $4 for a bag this size. This is family size, all right? It's barely a half a pound, okay? So I got that. Then I grabbed this right here, some Little Debbie Swiss rolls. This was $2 for 13 ounces of food right here, okay? So I wanted to see, you know, is this really true that the grapes are $3.54 and I'm obese because I have to buy the chips, I have to buy the junk because it's all I can afford? Okay, so first of all, I grabbed some junk food was the first thing I did, okay? So the thing that they kept bringing up, so here's how much I paid for that. What did I do with my receipt? Oh, here we go. All right. So here's how much I paid for that bag of chips. Let me find it on the receipt here. $4.29 for a little more than a half a pound. And yeah, there are other bags of chips for $3, but it was all around. Then I got some root beer. Okay, this right here cost $1. Okay, so I got that for $1. And then I got some apple juice, which isn't junk food, but guess what? The Bible calls this wine. This is what rich people drink, was a bag of chips. It's just so cheap to get a bag of chips. So I grabbed a bag of chips here. Now this bag of chips is 9.5 ounces. Okay, so this is not a pound, right? This is a little over a half a pound. You're gonna be my junk food man. Okay.